Good morning, 7:45. This is WUSF 89.7. Well, he's best known as a pioneer of modernist painting. The artist Marc Chagall also worked with stained glass, tapestries, and ceramics. The world's most important museums display his work, but it's never been shown quite the way it is being done right now in Sarasota. WUSF's Kathy Carter takes us to Marie Selby Botanical Gardens for an exhibit inspired by Chagall's love of nature.
Along the garden's view of Sarasota Bay, rows of purple sage have been planted to mimic a field of lavender. In the greenhouse, a cottage door is draped with orchids that stand in for bougainvillea vines. These horticultural vignettes, inspired by the artwork of Marc Chagall, are meant to evoke the French Riviera, where the artist spent the last years of his life. Selby spokesperson Misha Kirby says the exhibit is part of the garden's effort to introduce the 15-acre property to a wider audience.
Let's create living art out of plants, but base it off of an artist. So in this case, Marc Chagall. And once you start looking for these themes within an artist's book of work, it really starts to pop out.
Kirby says the exhibit, which is titled Marc Chagall, Flowers in the French Riviera, The Color of Dreams, is the first to explore the role of flowers in Chagall's work. The show features one of his most famous paintings, The Lovers, on loan from the Israel Museum in Jerusalem. Chagall was displaced twice in his lifetime because of his faith, first from his native Russia and again from France during the Nazi occupation of World War II. Woven among plants in Selby's greenhouse are large-scale colored replicas of his stained glass that feature both religious and botanical imagery. Kirby says the unique pairing is just the first in a series that's been years in the making.
I think what we're trying to create overall is a way for people to engage with nature, and maybe their way of coming at it is by coming to view artwork. Or maybe they come for the nature and then they get exposed to the other cultural elements. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship.
The show has also given the staff at Selby Gardens a creative boost. A lot of Chagall's paintings feature floating figures. So in the greenhouse, many of the plants hang from the ceiling, are elevated, or float on water. Angel Lara is a director of horticulture at Selby Gardens, and he says when it came to creating the outdoor vignettes, the biggest challenge was adaptation.
The issue in our area is that it's very humid when it's hot here. You know, we can intervene horticulturally. For the most part, we lose control. We lose control of watering. We lose control of light. And so what we realize is that since this exhibit is 6 months, what would work in the winter might not work in the summertime.
The Chagall Show has been a big hit for Selby Gardens. Attendance is up 40% from this time last year. There's also been an increase in membership. A contemporary of Pablo Picasso, Marc Chagall is best known for his use of bold colors and themes of Jewish folklore. But the floral work on display at Selby was also something the artist came back to throughout his 75-year career. Curator Carol Achman says the immersive exhibit is a new way of examining artwork. And beginning the series with Marc Chagall made a lot of sense.
When he thought he might have finished a painting, he would hold a flower or a rock next to it. So that nature was ultimately the judge for what constituted beauty.
It wasn't until late in his career that Chagall began creating stained glass windows. The reproductions on display in Selby's greenhouse are showcased next to lush botanical arrangements.
Having the Floridian light go through those reproductions and fall directly on the flowers and plants in the conservatory. That kind of enormous fusion of color and light, I just think he would have loved it.
It's a likely conclusion, given the artist's own words. Great art, he once said, takes up where nature ends. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF, 89.7 News.
Marc Chagall, Flowers and the French Riviera, The Color of Dreams, is on view at Marie Selby Botanical Gardens in Sarasota now through July 31st.